Hi everyone, this is Karen Earnshaw bringing you a glimpse of the news in the Marshall Islands Journal's June 29th edition. The big news for the people of Ebon Atoll is that Taiwan has given them a 23-foot boat. ROC Ambassador Daniel Tang attended the handover ceremony along with Ebon Mayor Ione de Broome and Ebon Senator John Silk. The boat is valued at over $26,000 and was bought from True Value Hardware. According to the Mayor, the boat will be used for the entire Ebon community. The College of the Marshall Islands has established a distance education centre on Jabor on Jalawat Atoll. The facility is equipped with computers that allow college instructors to engage with the Jabor students. The centre includes a large screen for online courses. The air-conditioned school will have 34 incoming students this fall. Continuing on with Outer Islands news, the Marshall Islands Postal Services Authority opened a post office on Wajay Atoll earlier this month. Finance Minister Brenson Wasse and Wajay Mayor Ota Kisino were amongst those attending the opening ceremony. The office is located in the Bank of Marshall Islands building and has 100 mailboxes. On the waterfront, two large pleasure boats arrived in Majuro. First was the $105 million superyacht Rosiente, which fueled up and then voyaged on to Fiji. Second was the liveaboard dive boat Truck Master, which is in the RMI to host divers at Bikini Atoll. There's lots more news in this week's Marshall Islands Journal. Subscribe to the digital version by going to the website marshallislandsjournal.com and clicking on the PayPal button.